This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I love Active Skin Repair. So I've got the boy who is a lifeguard, loves being outside, but is pretty pale. And even though I'm on his case about the sunscreen, he gets sunburns. Active Skin Repair is super helpful when that happens. My husband is a total worker guy, tinker around in the shop, getting cuts and scrapes all the time. We literally use this Active Skin Repair, I mean, just all the time. It's always in use at our house. And it's not just for cuts and scrapes and burns. It also can be used for rashes and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, making it suitable for use on all skin types, all parts of the body, even on rosacea, eczema, and acne-prone skin. Seriously, all the things. I'm stoked about this sponsor. You can go to www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code JOYFUL. So again, go to www.activeskinrepair.com and use the code JOYFUL for 20% off your order. Well, hey there. I'm going to do a little throwback intro for all of you that have been listening for a minute. Welcome to the Joyful Courage Podcast, a place where we tease apart what it means to be a conscious parent and a conscious human on the wild ride of parenting teenagers. I'm your host, Casey O'Rourke, positive discipline trainer, parent coach, and mama walking the path right next to you as I imperfectly raise my own two teens. Joyful Courage is about what? It's about grit. It's about growth on the parenting journey, relationships that provide a sense of connection and meaning, and influential tools that support everyone in being their best selves. As you listen to today's show, pay attention to how grit shows up in the sharing. Thank you so much for listening. I'm deeply honored to lead you. I'm grateful that what I put out matters to you, and I'm so happy to keep it coming. If you love this show, please take a screenshot and share it on your social media. Let your friends know you're listening and value the pod. Enjoy the show. Well, hi there. Hi. Oh my gosh. Final show of 2022. Final show of 2022, my friends. And guess what? It's just you and me. It's just you and me today. No guest. Bringing it back to the roots. I'm so happy to be here hanging out with you. Today's show is a solo show. It's a little bit of a recap. It's a little bit of launching us into the new year. Happiest of holidays, everyone. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, solstice, all connecting around the themes of light and love and gratitude and celebration. I hope that it's been a really easy, gentle, tender holiday season for all of you. I know that there is a variety of things that can come up that make the holiday season difficult. I'm thinking about people in my life who have lost loved ones in the last year, who have lost relationships. I'm thinking about all of you maybe with kids who aren't in your home for the holidays for the first time and how that feels, being away from family perhaps for the holidays, or moving through a holiday season with a teen that's struggling, right? There's lots of things that can kind of dampen the vibe. And, you know, this is a part of the ebb and flow of life, right? This is the holiday that felt this way, and they're not all going to feel like this. And I just want to honor and acknowledge those of you that are working really hard, that have been working really hard for the last couple of weeks to just keep it together. I see you and I love you and you're not alone. And, you know, I hope that you had a lot of fun. I hope there was fun. I'm recording this podcast on the night that myself and my two kids and our new bonus kid all made gingerbread houses, and it was hilarious, and there was a lot of swearing, and we listened to Justin Bieber's Christmas album, and it was fun. It was light. It was silly. Some of the gingerbread houses are a little bit wonky. Some of them look really good, and I felt like what was held was, we're going to have fun doing this, and that's what we did, and I'm really grateful for that. So, yeah, holiday season. Moving on, moving towards the new year, right? One of the things that I got to do a couple weeks ago is a good friend of mine led a manifestation workshop. And it was all about releasing what we need to release for 2022 so that we can call in and create everything we want for 2023. And in a little bit, I'm going to talk you through one of the processes that we went through. It was really, really powerful. And I want to offer it to you as a ritual for the upcoming New Year's Eve, New Year's Day crossover, right? And by the way, so after the manifestation workshop, I was lucky enough to go see some live music here in town in Bellingham. And guess what? Melissa, if you're listening, sweet Melissa, walked up to me and said, are you... do you have a podcast called Joyful Courage? And I nearly dropped to the ground. I was like, yes, I do. Are you having a celebrity sighting? And I'm the celebrity? It was the first time that has ever happened out in public, in the wild, like that. And it felt really exciting. So Melissa, you completely made my day by coming out to me. I'm so glad that you did. That was awesome. So that also happened on the same day as the manifestation workshop. So I don't know. Was it related? Maybe, maybe not. You've been hearing me talk a lot about Factor here on the podcast. They are one of our sponsors, and I am here to say they are also one of the easiest ways to meet your health goals if you're on that kind of kick. I have been on that kind of kick. I turned 50 in September, and knowing that big things are ahead, it was important to me to take my health and how my body was feeling seriously. And it's not just about how I move my body. It's also what and how much I'm putting in my body. Factor is key. They're never frozen, ready-to-eat meals take the whole meal prep, meal planning to the next level. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or vegan and veggie options. I recently fell in love with the spicy peanut grilled chicken with quinoa and sweet potatoes meal. Oh my gosh, yes, please. Also, you'll discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day. Head to factormeals.com/joyful50 and use the code joyful50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code joyful50 at factormeals.com/joyful50 for that 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Okay, so most of you know that I have a graduating senior, and I was really struggling to think about something special to commemorate this milestone and really just land how proud I am of him and how excited I am for this time of his life and for everything that's unfolding. Enter Songfinch. You may have heard of them before. Songfinch is an innovative service that lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's totally unique, personal, and it lasts forever. Songfinch walked me through a simple process to create my original song for Ian. I told them who the song was for, what style I wanted, and shared some personal details about my boy and our relationship. And then I chose the musician to write, record, and produce the song. You get the final results in 4 to 7 days. I cannot wait to surprise Ian with this. I know it's going to be really, really memorable. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/joyful and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming to your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/joyful. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/joyful. But there's something to be said for putting things out there, right? Like being intentional about calling in what you want, right? So last January, I led a virtual retreat with the moms in my workshop. I think it was a couple days after the new year. And we made vision boards. I prompted everybody, hey, gather up pictures, symbols, stickers, whatever you want to use. We're going to create boards that represent what we want in the coming year. And so I made one too, and it was really fun. We were all on Zoom. And funny enough, one of the big pictures was kind of like a cartoon drawing, was of the earth with a plane flying around it. Another thing was like grass with money growing out of it. There was some things that had to do with soul care and self-care. There were pictures that represent projects around the house that I wanted to make sure got done. There were pictures that just represent the love and connection that I wanted to create in my family. And guess what, you guys? I literally did a lap around the earth. I did a lap around the earth. I went around the world this year. It was on my board and it ended up happening. And I made some money, right? Like abundance has shown up. We're not rolling around in it, but there's been some ease for us. The membership has grown, right? I love my membership, you guys. It's my favorite thing. And those of you that are in the membership, I love you. You're going to hear from some of them later. The membership is growing. There's been tons of personal growth over here in my personal relationships and my professional relationships. The podcast is growing. And there were some epic shows this last year. So I'm going to take you back at the beginning of the year when we announced, I got to announce with my good friend, colleague, business partner, co-founder of Sproutable about our merge. Joyful Courage now lives under the umbrella of Sproutable, and Julietta and I put together the Becoming Sproutable series. The playlist will be in the show notes. The Becoming Sproutable series was the two of us teasing apart the five criteria for positive discipline. And it was so fun to do that because Julietta comes from the sciencey early years arena. And I come from the, where do I come from? The kind of the personal growth, emotional experience, teen years arena. And so coming together in these conversations was really fun. We brought everybody back to the basics of PD, no matter the age of your kids. And that was awesome. And then I also did a series last year, early in the year, Alternatives to Punishment, right? I'll also put that playlist in the show notes. So it's hard. It's hard to shift our mindset during the teen years. If you're just coming into this whole framework of positive discipline or positive parenting, if you're heading into the teen years and you know you want things to be different and you found this podcast or whatever, you found positive discipline and you're like, okay, great, I'm going to do it different. And then you try to do it different and it's like, holy cow, what does this even look like? I can't even feel this out. Or if you're like me and you did start off with positive discipline, positive parenting, but you got to the teen years and you were like, what is happening right now? I don't know what this is supposed to look like. I feel like the Alternatives to Punishment podcast limited series is really useful in articulating the mindset of positive discipline during the teen years. And it's really great because every once in a while, this happens a lot actually, I've got parents that I work with that show up to the classes, that want to do coaching, and then they have partners who are like, oh yeah, just tell me what to do, or are resistant, or just not involved really in the parent education piece. And this is a great playlist to slide over to them and be like, hey, bud, or hey, babe, you know, why don't you give this a listen? It really captures what it is I'm trying to do with the kids and gives some reasons why, and it's useful. So the Alternatives to Punishment series was awesome. I had Ian on, do you remember? That was last year. I had Ian on, my son, who's now 17. He came on episode 315 to talk about screens, and he drops a total bomb on me about a secret phone. Did you listen? That was pretty funny. I was like, what? So that was a great show. I really loved that show. I got a lot of feedback around people enjoying listening to Ian and I banter about his screen use on that show. I also offered up this last year another popular show that I got a lot of feedback around, which was episode 313 about family meetings. How's that going for you? How are those family meetings? We know it's a good idea, and there's plenty of things that get in the way of making it happen. I've talked to a few parents, even in just the last couple weeks, about, yeah, I know I'm supposed to, but there's not a lot of enthusiasm, or I feel like I'm driving it, or nobody gets along, or dot, 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 dot. So here's what I want to tell you about family meetings as we head into the new year, because, hey, new year, new opportunity to start family meetings. Family meetings are meant to work for your family, which means you might need to make some tweaks. You might need to play with it a little bit so that it works out for your family. It might need to unfold differently. We always start with compliments. That's always a thing. We always plan for family time. That's always a thing. What happens in the middle, the problem solving, the scheduling, the planning, that is up to you. And you get to determine, what are my kids ready for? Is this something that would be useful? You get to decide. I had a mom this week say, so how do I not feel frustrated and overwhelmed during family meetings? And I said, man, if I knew that, I'd be having a much better time at my own family meetings. But actually, that's not what I said. I said, you know what? Let's think of a different question. So you don't have to feel overwhelmed, right? Like, the structure is useful. It doesn't need to be overwhelmed. But we also, as the drivers of things like this in our family, it also requires us to do some work around being with the frustration, because rarely do I make it through an entire family meeting without some level of irritation, right? Because I have a vision. I know how I want it to go. I know how I want people to participate, but there's three other people in my family that are making their own choices about that. For the most part, it's good. I mean, for our family, it's a routine that is a well-oiled machine. Like, they know what to do. They know what's expected. It just gets silly and I get irritated. And so that's an opportunity for me, right? It's an opportunity for me to stay in the process, to not let my irritation, my frustration pull me out of the experience and send me into naggy, kind of bitchy mom, right? I get to feel it. I get to breathe through it. I get to smile. I get to loosen up, pull my shoulders back. I get to remember that I always feel like this during family meetings. I get to have gratitude that our family comes to the table and sits down for family meetings. I get to do my work, just like you get to do your work. Family meetings are not perfect. They are messy, and that's just how they are. So we get to start by just going in, acknowledging that, checking our expectations, right? And keep it simple. You don't need to get all fancy with family meetings. You know, we do the problem solving piece. However, I'll tell you what, every week we talk about chores. That's pretty much the only problem that ever comes up during family meetings. And that's okay. I'm not going to judge that. This space is a space for personal growth for you, for your family. And it's just awesome when you can connect like that in that structure with consistency. It gives your kids an opportunity to connect, to have a voice. It gives you the opportunity, what I love, to like just drop in, reset, you know, be together. Look at schedules. I mean, my kids are older teens and it is busy over here, and I need to have a place where everybody's schedule is written down. And that's what we do at family meetings. So yeah, that was an awesome show. Episode 313, I went through the basics. So check that out if you're now thinking, you know, I'll give it another try. Listen to the pod. Listen to that episode. I had so many amazing guests this year that I still am just feeling like we're in good relationship. I loved being in conversation with them. Charlotte Avery, Kathy Adams, Dr. Mona Gahor, who talked about skin earlier last year, Mercedes Sumido, Tracy Baxley, Dr. Tracy Baxley. I love her. Oh my gosh. And all the guests this fall. I mean, I feel like I really gave it to you. Like every Monday, you got to have another interview with another fabulous guest with an interesting topic. I feel so honored to be bringing diverse voices to all of you so that we can grow and learn together, right? That's what this is all about. And yeah, the gratitude is off the charts right now at this time, wrapping up 2022. I just feel like it's been such an amazing year, even with the hard things, you know, some really heavy sickness in my family, one of my parents falling and hurting themselves. Like there's heavy shit that happened this year and also so many amazing things. And I'm just feeling so much gratitude for all of it. So as you move through this last week of 2022 and into the first week of 2023, what's going on for you? Do you sit down? Do you have a ritual where you sit down and get a journal out and kind of take stock in what you did this year and what showed up, what was great, what you're celebrating? I encourage you to do that. Make a list. You're amazing. You did things, right? You did things. It doesn't have to be huge things. It doesn't have to be lapping the planet. That's the first time that's ever happened in my life. So yay. But, you know, maybe you grew some new house plants or got a raise or advocated for yourself in one way or another. Or maybe you got better at self-regulation with your kiddos, right? What's shown up for you this year that's something that you can celebrate? I am going to share one of the incredible processes that I was led through at this manifestation event that I went to. And this is a teaser because, did I say this already? My magnificent friend who led the event, Karen Collins, who's a life coach and just glorious human, she's going to be a guest on the show in January. And we're going to go deeper into this whole manifesting what you want, creating what you want in your life work. But today we're going to do a little pre-work. We're going to do a little process that will support you in letting go of what's getting in your way so that you can be clean and clear for all those things you're going to call in 2023. And I'm going to combo it with some positive self-talk. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to need a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. Once you get that, I want you to tune into your higher self. And if that is like, what do you even mean by that? How do I access that? I want you to think of it as the part of you that observes you, right? The part of you that can see from the outside, like, whoa, I'm having an out-of-body experience. Like that you that is looking at you in those moments when you can see like, whoa, I'm freaking out right now and I need to rein it in. Or, you know, that part of you that can be outside of your thoughts and can say, okay, these thoughts aren't useful. I'm going to let them go. The part of you that can separate from your experience and be the one observing it. And if it still feels like, I don't understand what you mean, don't worry, just roll with it. This is the part of you that's going to write you a little letter. And it's going to start by telling yourself how amazing you are. Use details. You are so amazing. You have such a depth of love and compassion for your family. You're always striving to be better. You tune into the podcast. You care so deeply. Tell yourself what you need to hear. So spend a little time there. And then you're going to share, you're going to declare all of the things that are getting in your way, all the things that you're going to let go of. So some of what was on my list included, I am letting go of resentment. I am letting go of unworthiness. I'm releasing feeling like an imposter. I'm ready to release my fear. There are all sorts of other things too. Relationships, maybe. Make a list, make a long list of the things that you are done with. The useless thoughts, the limiting beliefs, the people in your life that are bringing you down, right? What are you releasing? What are you done with? So take some time to capture that on that same piece of paper. And when you're complete, I want you to build a fire. Create a safe, open flame situation, okay? It doesn't have to be like a campfire in the woods, although that is really special when that is what you're doing. It could be a candle and a pot, right? A pot or a pan that you can put your flaming piece of paper in, because that's what you're going to do. Once your fire's going, you're going to burn that piece of paper. Please be safe. You're going to burn that piece of paper and you're going to release all of that shit. You're going to reset and start fresh and let it go. All right? You're going to move through this ritual for yourself. You're going to move through this ritual for yourself to clear out and declutter and work towards having space for what it is that you do want. Because we don't want resentment or unworthiness. We don't want fear and worry ruling the roost. So what do we want? Well, next month, we're going to get a great assignment from Karen. She's going to walk us through it when she's here on the pod. And that will be a process that guides you into calling in what it is that you do want, that you do want to create. But first, we got to release some shit. Okay? So let me know how that goes. I would love to hear from you. I would love to see pictures of your burning statements that you're burning away, that you're declaring you're done with. I would love to see some action shots if you want to post those, or just send me an email at casey@joyfulcourage.com or something over social media. Burn it. Let me see it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I am so honored and grateful every day by each and every one of you that listens to the show, those of you that are in the membership. It's so meaningful to me to know how useful my work is for you. I adore you all. I adore you all. And before I leave, I know I've been talking about this every week on the pod. If you're on the email list, you're going to get some emails here coming up. But my membership program is opening. It's opening its doors again on January 1st for the public. The doors are already open if you're on the wait list. And it is such a special place. It is my favorite thing that I get to do. And on a call recently, I asked the women, the moms that were with me, I asked some of them to share what they love and what they're grateful for about the membership. And I wanted to share it with you. So here's some of the mamas of the Living Joyful Courage membership.
It's just an example of what I want more of in my life. More conversations like this, more places that I can share what's truly going on for me, whether it's great or not so great, and it feels safe and people are supportive.
You know, sometimes Wednesdays are a hard, long day, but it's something that I look forward to because I know when I get off the call, usually there's a sense of calm.
What I am grateful for about this membership is the deep sense of community that I didn't expect to feel so fast.
What I really value about the membership is that people can be really vulnerable. I think that's not common. There's not a lot of space, especially around parenting, where you could kind of acknowledge if you really messed up, right? Like you could just be completely honest and people will be supportive of you.
I just love your love container, darling. It just feels like we're in a big love bubble when we're all together and you're so masterful. It can be late and then it can be truly deep and beautiful and connecting, but it can be fun. It's just the whole thing, darling.
So amazing. Feels so good to hear them reflect on what a useful investment it is for them to be a part of this group. I'm just... again, so honored. So honored. It's such a gift for me to get to hold this space and grow and learn side by side all of these incredible women. If that sounds like, you know, something you're into, head over to besproutable.com/LJC and that will take you to a page with more information, and there'll be a button there for the wait list. And once you click that, you'll be getting an email with an invitation to come join us, and you'll get early access. So you want to get on that wait list. Otherwise, the doors will open to the public on the 1st. And an extra bonus that I'm adding to the membership, which is an upgrade or an up level. If you want membership plus coaching, you can also book into a 12 session. So it's once a month, hour call with me if you're in the membership for 50% off the normal rate of coaching. So that's pretty amazing too. It's pretty amazing. And I'm stoked that I get to offer it because my members are my favorite people that I work with. And I think you should check it out and join us there. So yeah, there's lots of other perks too. There's book clubs and virtual retreats and our twice monthly calls. You get to do the 6-week positive discipline for parents of teens class for free when I offer it to the public. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. And I adore you. I love you. I'm so glad that you hung in there with me for this last week. I know everybody's busy traveling, maybe. I am. What day is it? It's the 26th when this show comes out. So I will be traveling on the plane with my little family to head to Southern California to see my family of origin, my parents, my siblings. I'm really looking forward to it. So hopefully that'll be smooth and easy. Hopefully your travels are smooth and easy. And I will see you in the new year. So much love. Bye. Thank you again for being here with me. If you feel inspired and you haven't already, please do me a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We are always working hard to stand out and make a massive impact on families around the globe. Your review helps the Joyful Courage podcast be seen and it's suggested to even more parents. If the review thing isn't your jam, just snap a screenshot and share it on your Instagram or Facebook. Tag Joyful Courage and I will repost it too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, be sure to follow me in all the places. I love connecting with you on social media. And check out the membership, you guys. The link is besproutable.com/LJC. Besproutable.com/LJC. It's a year-long membership for moms of teens, and it's awesome. All right, friends. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Deep breath in. Ride it into your body. Breathe out. Find your balcony seat for perspective and trust that everybody's going to be okay. I'll see you in the new year.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're Amy more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.